Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. This series captures the most impactful takeaways from our growth opportunity webinars, where global experts decode the forces shaping tomorrow's markets. In this episode, we dive into cyber physical systems, CPS, and operational technology, OT, security. As industrial and enterprise environments blend physical processes with digital control, leaders face a dual mandate: keep mission-critical operations safe and always on, while extracting business value from security data. You'll hear what really differentiates CPS from OT, how AI is being applied carefully, why IT-OT convergence remains hard, and where the fastest growth is unfolding across regions and verticals.
CPS and OT have evolved side by side, but they're no longer the same lane. OT security prioritizes safety, reliability, and continuous uptime for mission-critical systems, e.g. turbines, production lines, grid control. Downtime is intolerable. CPS is a broader umbrella, traditional OT plus IoT endpoints plus building facilities systems and more, any digital system with physical world impact. CPS leans into tight business integration and turns security telemetry into operational decisions, utilization, procurement, resource planning. Practical distinction: OT aims to keep humans out of the loop to protect continuity. CPS still expects humans in the loop and cross-functional coordination. Are you organizing teams, tooling, and KPIs around each domain's core goals? Continuity for OT and cross-business visibility for CPS?
Industrial contexts demand purpose-built approaches. Don't treat a refinery like a Windows fleet. Passive discovery and protocol-aware monitoring. Map assets silently using industrial protocols. Avoid active scans that risk disruption. Safe response over shutdown. In OT, you segment, isolate, and enforce secure remote access. You don't pull the plug on a turbine or metro signaling. Secure remote access as table stakes for CPS. Operators and third parties must reach remote assets safely. Supply chain security becomes integral. Prevention first mindset, more emphasis on proactive controls and threat hunting, not just reacting to network traffic.
Adoption is cautious and use case specific. AI augments, it doesn't take over. Compliance and reporting acceleration. Generate audit logs and standardized reports across overlapping frameworks, freeing experts for real-time defense. Prioritization and predictive insights. Triage alerts, rank vulnerabilities, and forecast failures. Guidance without seizing control. Business optimization from security data, CPS. In healthcare and enterprise settings, usage analytics inform inventory, device reallocation, and maintenance planning. Where can AI shave hours, not just seconds, off compliance and triage without introducing operational risk?
IT-OT integration is still imperfect. Life cycles differ. IT versus OT is IoT, visibility is patchy, and culture gaps persist. Expanded attack surface, interconnected systems, include IoT 5G, pull IT-style tactics into OT attacks. Culture tempo mismatch, patch fast, IT says no downtime, safety first, OT demands shared language and staged change. Education has shifted from why to how. Customers know they need CPS OT security. They want step-by-step starting points, not 100 features at once.
Regions and verticals. APAC is outpacing global growth as governments mandate cybersecurity, industry digitizes, and both global and homegrown vendors invest in regional hubs. Latin America is rising on the back of renewable energy projects and stricter supply chain requirements from multinationals. Prevention is a priority after high-profile incidents. CPS hotspots. Enterprise and healthcare adopt CPS to capture operational benefits from security data, utilization, procurement, resilience. OT remains strong in utilities, transportation, manufacturing, and energy amid Industry 4.0 and digital twins. Vendor opportunities. Platform consolidation. Unify IT plus OT to reduce tool sprawl and convert adjacent customers. Operational roadmaps offer prescriptive, staged programs that build capability without overwhelming teams. Targeted AI, focus on compliance, reporting, and prioritization, keep humans in control. OT-specific data at scale, build proprietary datasets to power accurate models. Leaders called out include Dragos Forescout, in CPS IoT, Nozomi Networks, Armis, TX1 for detection response. On-demand incident services, surge teams and retainers that augment lean in-house staff when risk spikes. 12 to 18 month watch list. Expect clearer subsegments, e.g. CPS detection and response versus vulnerability management, and faster mid-market adoption in APAC LATAM as supply chain and regulatory pressures cascade. Are you positioned to sell consolidation, roadmaps, and surge services while investing in the data assets that will differentiate your AI?
That wraps up this edition of Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. To explore the full growth opportunity webinar, check the episode link.